everybody. I'd like
it's
to...
6 o'clock already.
Sorry. Was that the wind? I'd like to call the December 3rd meeting of the Economic Development Planning Education Employment Arts and Agriculture meeting to order at 6:20 p.m. Clerk Mahler, will you please call the roll? Chair Sperry, I am here. Deputy Chair Litz.
I think I'm here.
Legislator Clinton.
Here.
Legislator Corcoran.
Here.
Legislator Hewitt.
Here.
Legislator Stewart.
Here.
And Legislator Wall.
Here.
You have 7 members present, 0 absent.
Great. Legislator Litz, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sir, well, be honored to. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item on the agenda is, well, first I should say, reminder on meeting structure, priorities given to committee members for discussions and questions. Resolution sponsors are also given priority, and it's up to the chair's discretion to open the meeting and conversation to non-members. First item on the agenda is the approval of the October 28th special and November 7th regular meeting minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Yeah,
all
aye.
Great. Mine's cut off too. Oh, no, sorry. Okay. So the first three resolutions on our agenda tonight are for the 2025 appropriation request for Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County Soil and Water Conservation District, and the Ulster County Library Association. As a reminder, Cornell CCE made a presentation to the committee in August, and Soil and Water Conservation District and the library followed with presentations in September. A general reminder, the allocation for these three organizations is included in the legislature's budget, and the total amount in that bucket is determined by the Ways and Means Committee in the prior May. The 2025 number is $919,250, which was the same as 2024. The balance of that bucket after funding CCE, SWCD, and the libraries is usually used for the arts. And any increase in funding to the three contract agencies will decrease the arts balance. So Katie has a meeting, so I'd like to take them out of order and have 641 go first. Is everybody okay with that?
Sure.
Okay. So the resolution number 641 is authorizing the 2025 appropriation for the Ulster County Libraries Program through Ulster County Legislature. So the libraries requested $18,200 over the amount of 2024. And there is only one resolution in the packet. There is the complexity of programs to be funded, and you can see the resolution for 2024 and 2025 program breakdowns. So for this one, we want, go ahead.
I will make a motion.
Okay.
To approve
resolution 641 as amended in our packet.
Perfect. Does anybody want to second that?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Katie, is there anything you'd like to say?
We have really worked hard to bring in costs of, you know, the contracts that we have. We renegotiated our contract with RecyteMe, which is a for accessibility on different websites, and We then also created a new account with Library or LibCal, which the company that we were using to lend and passes out people went out of business. And basically just before the full week, we had signed a contract with LibCal. And now it's easier than ever to borrow museum passes with on your phone from home. And people from all over the county are visiting area museums and things like that. So this is, it's been a very, great program for us.
Legislator Stewart.
I was just curious, since while we have you here, if you could explain to us the Canopy.
Yeah, Canopy is a streaming service of movies, documentaries, short-form films, Criterion Channel, or Criterion Collection, I should say. And so people can stream movies for Fulton County residents can.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really great. We have it at Studio New Paltz, and that's usually how I access all of my movies that I show in my classes for my students, and they really love it. So, super helpful.
It's a moving collection. It's a slightly different collection that we get up at Library.
I think you get a better collection. I'm just saying, because ours is like almost, it's bare bones and it's like pay to watch, basically. Like if I'm using 10 specific movies for my class, we only pay for those 10 specific movies. So,
yeah.
Any other questions?
Really appreciate the library.
We love the library.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We love you, right, Jack? And the other thing that is new for this year is you need your daily newspapers.
Yeah.
And I think that this is really important. There's a lot of newspapers that people are not getting anymore because of the cost of the subscription. And libraries are having trouble getting them delivered to the library. So people will be able to access these five major dailies on their phones or wherever it's at.
That's going to be cool.
Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll move back to 639, sorry. So resolution number 639 is authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County for 2025 appropriations, Ulster County Legislature.
I'll move it for adoption as amended in our packet.
Okay. Did you prompt them?
Not him.
Not
his own thing.
Does anybody have any questions? So Legislator Litz has moved it for adoption as amended in our packet.
One second.
Legislator Clinton from Gardner has. Has seconded the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Wonderful. Congratulations, Cornell Cooperative Extension. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes. I am deeply appreciative to all of you. I know you've heard a lot from you this year, just painting our budget picture, some of the decreases in revenue streams, and yet how hard we keep fighting to keep bringing services and programs to Ulster County. So I will say, even since I last did my presentation where I quoted $96,000. Our new share for Eastern New York was recalculated at $116,000. That's the kind of thing that would be a crisis had we not, if this increase doesn't pass. So just really wanted to say we're trying to stay ahead. That is being, we are asking some questions about that. If there's 30% of the whole increase in the census that all of us are questioning, but for right now, that is how they calculate the formula. So I've had it explained to me. We are contesting it. We are asking questions, but as it stands right now, it's $20,000 more than it was, and it gets reevaluated every census year. They usually add 2 to 3% each year from there. So anyway, that's the kind of thing that really, again, would be a crisis if not for the really reinvestment that I'm seeing from this committee. So just really want to thank you all. I have a little trip planned for us in the spring, so you can see some of the Eastern New York work that they do, because that is going to help fund our regional share of that team. So if you liked our watershed tour, come down for more. We had a great time with you and appreciated you being there. So as much as I can speak about the amazing work we do, getting on the ground and seeing it is the best way to see our work. So.
The watershed tour was awesome, by the
way. All of our teams. So hope you will join us in the future.
Thanks.
Also, thanks to Sloan Water for the
mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Dennis, should we plug the agriculture meeting at SUNY New Paltz?
You can do that, yeah.
Yeah. I forget. When is the date? Thursday. I forget. Where am I?
SUNY New Paltz, the lecture hall 100.
Yeah.
I
is it this Thursday?
Yeah. Yes. This Thursday, yeah.
I think it's 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's between 6 and 6:30.
Please come. I mean, go there.
I mean, if I may, the importance of this is that we've been doing a substantial amount of focus group meetings and working with all of those individuals that are essentially involved in agriculture. This is an opportunity for the general public to speak to the plan. Why is it important for the legislature? The plan will go to the Farmland Protection Board. They will either decide that they want to move the plan to you folks for consideration or not. If it comes to you folks, you have an opportunity to essentially accept the plan, and then it moves to the agricultural farm, the ag and markets folks. The commissioner would certify the plan. Once the plan is certified, it becomes essentially the official document for agricultural preservation in the country. So you have an opportunity to vote on the plan itself.
Great. All right, thank you. The next resolution is resolution number 640, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the Ulster County Soil and Water Conservation District for the 2025 appropriation of, Ulster County Legislature. Soil and Water Conservation District requested $40,000 over the 2024 amount to cover half of the cost of additional staff to assist with MS4 and watershed efforts. Questions?
I will move it as amended in our second for adoption.
I'll second that.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Wonderful. Jake, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I have something to say.
Oh, of course. Please.
Really expanded of staff, focus services, and outreach to the county residents, particularly the farms. We literally doubled our agricultural programs in regards to soil health. And we're just reaching out to more people, and this is really well needed. And I can't thank you enough. When Kathy and I spoke earlier this evening, they were very happy, competent, and willing and able crew. And thank you for your support. And it's a real pleasure partnering with CCE of Ulster County. We collaborate a lot, and economic development. I mean that.
Right. Don't forget about Dennis, our 50-year veteran.
Dennis and I have a good collaboration, and we work well.
Us seeing on your local bus.
We should, please.
Legislator Walls would like to say something.
Regarding Dennis.
Yeah.
In my short time here, there's a lot of, bright and talented people in the county and on the legislature. You get to listen to them and learn. And Dennis, had I been made aware of your ceremony, I would have been there. And I definitely will be at the 60th. This gentleman, I learn a lot from him. Sometimes he throws out some words that are too big for me.
Or acronyms.
he's just a great asset to our county.
I know.
50 years is It's so noteworthy, and I'm sure there's a lot of gratitude around to be had. Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you. Yay. Thank you.
Sorry I brought it up again. Sorry, I had to do it.
Have you seen the buses? The space is real big on the side.
Yeah.
Congratulations, 50.
No taxpayer money was spent, by the way. No pedestrians were injured. No taxpayer money.
It only goes a 2-block range.
All right, back to business. Our next resolution is resolution number 633, establishing capital project number 718, Cornell Street Park, amending capital project number 479, Midtown Linear Park, and declaring an intent to act as the lead agency, CECRA, Department of Planning.
May I ask a question?
You may.
I remember voting on 641 after Katie spoke.
We did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody voted aye.
Okay, thank you.
So, is there any discussion or questions around resolution number 633? Director Doyle, is there anything you'd like to say?
So, a couple things. One is that the Midtown Linear Park is completed, which is why we're looking to move money out of that, that capital program. It's unusual to move money out of capital program rather than just canceling and returning the money. The reason for this is that when you look at the Midtown Linear Park, we had a grant from New York State Department of Transportation to build the park. We also had a grant from community foundations to build the park. Out of that funding that was available, the cost of the Midtown Linear Park to the county was zero county dollars. So then what we ended up doing, we looked at the money we had left over. And looking at that, we did not expend all of the money that was from the Community Foundations grant. So absent moving to do additional work on the Midtown Linear Park, that funding would have to be returned. So in conversations when we started the Midtown Linear Park, we promised the community that we take a look at the end of the Cornell Street area. There's about a third of an acre to see if we could create a small pocket park.
That's a fun one.
Yes. And so this resolution essentially accomplishes the funding to do the design work for that park. The second resolution on your agenda will essentially hire the firm that we've gone through an RFP process for. We'll take the design work all the way through the construction drawings, and then we're in the process of continuing to looking for funds to essentially build that park without essentially using a substantial amount of county dollars.
Great.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Thank you, Dennis. So resolution number 634 is approving the execution of a contract for $131,618 entered into by the County Port Architecture and Urbanism LLC Department of Planning that's connected to 633, correct?
Correct. I'll make the motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Wonderful. Resolution number 635, reappointing member Andrew Bogess. Is that correct?
Bogess.
And alternate member Heidi Emmerich to the Ulster County Planning Board, Town of Olive. Questions?
I'll move it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Wonderful. Resolution number 636 is reappointing member Victor Markowitz to the Ulster County Planning Board, Town of Worthing. This would be for a term commencing immediately through December 31, 2027. Questions?
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Resolution number 637, approving the execution of a contract for $102,600 entered into by the County Transpo Group USA Inc. Department of Planning.
I'll move it.
That's second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution number 638, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant application with the New York State Housing Trust Fund Corporation, represented by the Office of Community Renewal, for federal funding for the implementation of Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, Business Expansion and Startup, BEST, Department of Economic Development.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I just want to raise up the earphone.
Sure. Director Lynch, would you like to?
Absolutely. I think, you know, first off, this program really helps us start to build a foundation in terms of our portfolio or shelf grant program supporting small businesses in Ulster County. This particular grant program is a micro grant program targeting individuals with companies big five or less. The grant amounts are going to be between $5,000 and $35,000 with a total amount of $300,000. One thing I like about this program, it also incorporated But I have to really emphasize the department's looking at building a portfolio of grant programs beyond this one, but it sets the foundation for us to start somewhere. So we can start establishing risk management procedures, have a rubric scoring card, which is going to incorporate various people throughout the county who have input. But again, it's foundation. But in addition to that, it can support some of the small businesses in the county targeting LMI and moderately income.
Great. So you said that the requirement for this one is companies with five employees or less. Okay, gotcha.
Question. The entrepreneurial training, is that open to, would that be open to anybody, or does it have to be somebody that's like has established?
Well, it's startups and existing companies.
Thank you. All right, moving on. We already voted.
Did you?
We voted, and then
what we did.
Guys, who's running the circus?
The ringleader.
I mean, this is our last one. Resolution number 507, amending the 2024 Ulster County budget to reallocate unused funds for economic development research and study. This is sponsored by Legislator Hewitt. The resolution proposes to move $39,742 from vacancy savings resulting from the executive not filing the budgeted money for a parks director position into the Department of Economic Development's professional services account to explore the potential of industrial hemp. Legislator Hewitt, would you like to give us more information?
Yes.
Or an update?
You've been following the budget amendment process, putting a budget amendment for $75,000 in 2025 for the Economic Development Department to focus on research, education, and getting our county to be more modernized in our education about industrial hemp and creating a cottage industry here in the county. So I would like to withdraw this resolution and focus on next year's $75,000. We're all going to be voting on this on the floor, I believe. It'll be discussed tomorrow in Ways and Means and voted upon. I believe that if we don't start innovating, we will stagnate in our local cottage industry. And so without the funding to invite experts here or create conferences or feasibility studies, we won't really make progress until someone else makes progress and we copy off of them. I think we could be innovators and leaders, and we have to spend some money in economic development to make it happen. So this was just the first attempt, but I think it'll be more significant if we have a budget amendment. So I will withdraw this resolution.
Great. Do we have to vote on?
Nope.
Okay. So that resolution has been withdrawn by the sponsor. So that's all I've got. So thanks a lot. Is there any new business?
I do want to add to that information about industrial hemp. There's a second budget amendment for $100,000.
that is specifically for economic development to work with soil and water. As you said, you're working closely together and collaborate well. I believe if we had an additional $100,000 to work with soil and water, we could start working with farmers to plant. That's specifically what it says in the budget amendment, is that we can get as mobile decorticator and start with a session of hours so that we could start experimenting with the herd and the fibers, the first two byproducts that are feasible for us to find a market for.
Yeah.
And that's a separate budget amendment for $100,000.
Great.
Yes, I think it might be just an opportunity here to share some kind of dialogue we've had along with some questions that Jake from Soil and Water has asked of State Ag and Markets regarding the ability of Soil and Water to, lack of a better term, advocate for a specific commodity.
Do you want me to interject here?
So
I've been doing this in this business for about 30 years. I interned back in Clinton County back in the day. And I know so I did talk to Ag and Markets, and we're here to promote, as per New York State Soil and Water Conservation District law, we're to promote soil and water conservation practices. But as a district, we cannot promote commodities if it involves helping farmers with agronomy. You know, and having a viable crop, we could help out with that. But in terms of marketing, hemp, that's not our role. And so that's where we stand on it. But, you know, we're here to help.
Thank you.
We have a lot of different tools to help the farmers. And I feel like the farmers are the ones that are innovative with the market. So if there's a market for hemp regionally, I think they'd be on that. We saw that with recreational marijuana. A lot of farmers got licenses for that. So,
and you, I think you made a great point about the CBD glut of too many plants being planted and people losing money. And so farmers are now feeling like
hesitant.
They got burnt and hesitant.
Yeah.
And this is a different plant. And we have no machines to process the biomass. So to have a machine, we can get rid of that hesitancy that the farmers have and deal with the problem that CBD created. It's a different plant, but we could have still gotten fiber and herd out of all that biomass, but we didn't have the machines to process it. And that's the point of the 75,000, is to ask the farmers what they think, learn from the farmers. Also, I was looking over the ag plan that is being presented this Thursday. A big part of it is innovative new crop. And it doesn't specifically say hemp, but we need to innovate and help farmers with new crops.
What we did back in March of this year, we had a meeting with farmers to address needs. Kevin was with Deborah DeWan. And so now it's basically with agricultural relief, you know, with the farm economy. And they had a lot of good points of what their needs were. And we were able to meet a good number of those, you know. And I think if you want, we could have another assemblage of farmers and see what their interest is in growing hemp. And, you know, but I think looking at those, the equipment for processing, it ranges anywhere from about $3,000 to like $30,000. See, the farmers could, you know, pool collectively and purchase one of these machines to process hemp. But, you know, I was looking at some of the markets. I put a little time into it. And basically in the Southeast, hemp is about $300 a ton, you know, akin to high quality hay. We'll discuss that. So, you know, we'll see.
How much is hay?
High quality hay, $300 a ton. It's between $220, but $300 a ton for high quality hay, a little alfalfa in there.
Thank you.
Legislator Collins.
From the Grafton State. Hemp and CBD are the same plant.
Same plant.
They're the same plant. Just how they're used.
But hybridized for Indian. It's still cannabis.
They're all the same plant. Pot, hemp, CBD, it's all the same plant. Just hybridized differently.
Wonderful. Sure. Old business? Yes.
Yes.
Dr. Doyle, would you like to say something?
I do, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Two things I want to bring up. One is that
many months ago, we came to the community, the legislature, and asked for approvals to submit work for a septic program and a lead program. We had that out to bid. No one bid on that first go around for that bid. We now have a response, a single response from a single bidder. We're thinking about putting in a late resolution, and I want to make the committee aware of it, to sign a contract with that single bidder so that we can implement the leading in lead program and the septic program. So just be aware, if you see a late resolution, sure, that's what it's coming, that's where it's coming from.
Great.
The second piece of that, if I may, is that Governor Hochul has announced a new program through ESP, which is proposing to give funding to counties available to municipalities for infrastructure, water, sewer, roads, as it relates to economic development opportunities and housing opportunities. We're in the process of looking at that grant application, and it's a rolling funding round with up to $500,000 available for infrastructure as it relates to economic development, and up to $1 million for infrastructure as it relates to housing. One is that municipality has to own the infrastructure. Two is that funding has to be spent in a relatively quick period of time. I believe that time frame is 12 months. So we're going to be asking municipalities, since the county doesn't own any infrastructure except for roads, if they have any prerogatives or priorities relative to essentially getting an application in front of us. The municipality cannot submit, so the county has to submit for them. So eventually you may see an application for us to submit a grant to ESD on this particular initiative that's been announced by the governor.
Is it $500 per municipality?
Only submit one application. Max County.
Is it $50 per municipality? Sorry, it's been so long time.
I had a question for Director Doyle.
Sure.
Through the chair.
I don't suppose that sidewalks would qualify for this money, would they?
One would presume that you could do complete street work. I will tell you that the thought being is that we would prioritize our single application relative to housing, and housing needs infrastructure rather than essentially general transportation needs.
Okay. So housing would be the focus.
We think so. I mean, obviously, that's where it depends on what applications we get in. But we're going to try to tell the communities that we think housing could be a focus. I would tell you this, that the county is currently in the process through the Ulster County Transportation Corporation, Transportation Council. We're in the process of updating our transportation improvement program. That transportation improvement program that will go out for update in January, and it'll be updated and has to be adopted by September. One of the things that you did was, with respect to the Transpo contract, is we also have to adopt a new transportation program for 2050 that has to be adopted by September as well. So we're working with a number of current project sponsors that are going to be asked in terms of where they are. We do not have a great deal of money. We anticipate that money that we do have will be used to essentially backfill some programs that we know have shortages. One is the town of Lloyd, which has a shortage of about $1 million in one of its projects that it's already expended the money on. But we do have a substantial amount of what we call off-system bridge money. That off-system bridge money is probably in the amount of about $12 million. But we have to find a way to communities to essentially be able to implement those projects. Last year, the Transportation Council failed to obligate any of the federal money in a timely manner. So we were really concerned about the ability of project sponsors to implement the projects they say they're going to do.
It's unfortunate. I just understood.
One more quick question for Director Doyle. So with this bridge money, the focus is on transportation. So would that include funding for plus shelters in that?
No, it's not. And it's a different pot of money. There's what they call FTA money. The FTA is different from FHWA. Bus shelter money is, at least in my opinion, is available right now to the county to use. The Transportation Council moved about $600,000 of TMA money into UCAT for purposes of bus shelters. So that funding is available. I don't know whether it's programmed or not, but it is available for the county to use. In addition, the TMA, which is the three counties representing over 200,000 people in terms of urbanized area, has just released a call for projects where we have additional federal unprogrammed funds of about $13 million that the three counties, the three designated recipients, and that's Orange County, Dutchess County, and Ulster County, are available to compete for additional federal funds. We've been in touch with UCAT, working with UCAT, hoping that we're going to see a application from UCAT for use of those funds. I doubt it will be for bus shelters because they have enough money for bus shelters, but we do have a lot of capital needs at the transit side that we know that were available. The question then becomes on a resolution basis because of the when the funding is due. We believe that the funding can pass the test essentially that it doesn't require a match because there's STOA money and other monies coming in which can meet the required match at the that is a local match as long as it's not county dollars. So we believe we can meet the new resolution requirements that we don't have to submit a legislative resolution in order for us to apply.
And just to the bus shelters really quickly, I'm sorry. So it's my understanding the one reason why we have not moved forward on bus shelters is because of the route optimization study. Do we know, I mean, where does that stand now?
Route optimization study is out for public comment. We would anticipate that we will finalize that study as it moves into spring of next year. We have high-level routes out there for public comment right now. And then we're currently going through a look at the necessary software infrastructure to try to figure out how dispatch can work better, particularly if we move to a microtransit model and how that will work in terms of trip alignments, boardings and alightings, et cetera. We have programmed into that a recommended increase in funding for transit of 25% using the amount that's going to be probably made available through the increase in the bed tax, which the legislature decided to essentially pull through and assign to transit operations. I can tell you when you look at the amount of hours and infrastructure investment that you need, the real questions that you have to ask yourself is, when you look at the availability of transit, the two things that fight each other are essentially coverage and frequency. You can have a lot of coverage, it's infrequent, or you can have more frequent service, but not a lot of coverage. When you look at this, to give you an example, if we start to think about more frequent coverage, particularly with respect to the peak hours during the day, in other words, the bus stops earlier in the evening, and it'll run more service during peak hours. What that means is you're going to need more buses because there are more buses on the road and more drivers. So when you start to think of this is six or seven more buses on the road, six or seven more drivers. And then you start to think of it, and an average bus costs you, if it's an electric vehicle, about $1.2 to $1.3 million. So that'll give you how quick that your 25% gets used up. And if you start thinking about the operating hours change fairly dramatically as you start to try to lengthen that into Sunday service or late night service, all of which is being requested by those folks that are commenting on the plan.
Thank you for that.
Legislator Hewitt.
I have too much to say about mostly widening highways. Is the plan that's due in September the TIP? For the 2050 thing?
The 2050 plan is due in September. That's the long-range transportation plan.
Okay. So last time I brought up highway widenings, you said that widenings aren't really popular anymore. In the 90s, after college, I had a job fighting five highway expansions on Long Island. And I was always told by the DOT that Long Islanders love their cars. They'll never get out of their cars. But when you build a system that's dependent on the car, of course people have to use it. Do you think that our county is innovating in a way that can get us out of our cars? And it's almost rhetorical. I don't want to put you on the spot, because Legislator Nolan last week said, in what he means, this is a federal issue. We don't have billions of dollars to change our innovate around our transportation system. We can't afford to do it. I have a budget amendment for a feasibility study for a light rail line from Kingston to Port Jervis, which would connect us to Metro North. But do we have the money to build that light rail line? No. And are we thinking that way in 2050? Probably not.
So let me give you a sense of, let me give you the rhetorical answer. Yes.
Thank you.
But no, seriously, the short answer is that all of our work relative to even the current plan talks about complete streets. It doesn't contemplate new connections or highway widenings. It contemplates changes to the road infrastructure to accommodate bicycles and pedestrians. The most recently completed study for the Route 9W corridor contemplates a corridor widening.
I saw that.
That corridor widening would be directed towards essentially making sure that we had safe access for bicycles and pedestrians. There are those that basically say we should actually remove lanes,
right,
versus essentially widen roads. Those things get increasingly difficult as volumes move up, particularly when volumes get past between 15 and 17,000 cars a day. The recommendation from the Federal Highway Administration is it's not advisable to utilize road diets in those instances. The example I would give you in terms of a successful road diet program is what happened on Broadway in Kingston.
Yeah.
Successful road diet coupled with resignalization and a separated bike path lane resulted in people being able to move through the corridor at the same speeds or at the same times at slower speeds, and at the same time being able to add essentially a protected bike lane on the one side of the corridor. That's our goal. That would be our goal in any of the work that we do with respect to highway work and project work. But the amount of dollars that we're talking about is not something that we're going to be able to program into this work. I would also say that we're currently updating a complete streets policy. We're having that discussion with respect to complete streets policy as well. Those things will go into every decision that the county makes with respect to its own capital programs, and it'll go into all the decisions that we make as we start to rebuild and redo our bridge structure and bridge infrastructure.
Yes. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Any other old business? Before we adjourn, I want you to know that I'm grateful for all of you. And I just wanted to say happy holidays, even though I'll be seeing you before then. But also, I wanted you to take a look at the beautiful holiday decorations that are out in the office. And I'm not going to tell you who did them, but our favorite elf did, and we appreciate her. Is there a motion for adjournment?
Yes, there is. So moved.
All right. All in favor?
All right.
Have a nice life.